Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1245 in the writing is shir number 397. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so in the last shir, we spoke about the fact that if one eats bread, just simply not to have to make a bracha. In other words, they don't want to make any brachas on the separate item, so therefore they'll eat bread. But they have no intention of eating the bread. They don't need the bread. So then it's taka questionable if, in fact, the bread will cover the other foods. Those halachas are going on a meal. So, okay. So now, first of all, we mentioned at that time, we mentioned last year that quite a number of Paiskim will say that it would still be okay. So therefore, b'di'evad, of course, one would not remake, brachas separately on the foods, and you can rely on the hamotzi. But l'chatchila, one should, you know, eat bread for the bread, for the sustenance, and not have to make the other brachas. Otherwise, it does become a questionable situation. Okay, now, but those halachas are going on the fact that the meal that was eaten during the week. Now, in other words, when the meal is eaten during the week, and then one washes specifically just for that, not to have to make brachas, that's what is questionable. But as far as the meal one eats on Shabbos or Yom Tov, right? Yeah, a Shabbos meal, a Yom Tov meal, and as we know, in Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to eat. A chiyuv to eat. Shabbos, you have to eat 3 sudos, and Yom Tov, 2 sudos, right? So there's a chiyuv. So then it would not make a difference if one is eating the bread just to cover the other foods. In other words, let's say it comes Yom Tov for Shabbos. And again, I'm not in the mood of eating bread, challah, whatever the case is. But I'm going to do it, whatever. I'm doing it. I shouldn't have to make brachas on all the other foods, but not so much for the chiyuv. But either way, it's automatically will be covering. This is due to the fact that there is a chiyuv. In other words, you have to eat bread. You have to eat bread by the meals. There's a chiyuv to eat bread by each meal. So it's not like, you know, well, I could eat bread, I could not eat bread. In other words, if somebody sits down to eat mashed potatoes, let's say on a Monday, Tuesday during the week, so they make a adama and that's it. They make adama, they eat a piece of chicken, they make a shahako, fine. But you could eat bread and then not make any brachas on the potatoes and not on the chicken, right? Or you could not eat bread and then make separate brachas. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then since there's a chiyuv to wash, and eat, at least a kazayis, 2 kazaysim, two kazaysim, one is foul in the tilas sidaim. In general, you want to try and eat 2 kazaysim. One is for the regular kazayas, the chiyuv, and then one is for the bracha of the tilas sidaim. And in general, the main kazayas that's eaten for the chiyuv has to be, or in general, to be able to bench and so on, has to be eaten the bechdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. When it comes to the kazayas for the al netilas yadayim, there are poskim will say one could, if one needs to take up the 9 minutes just for that kazayas, that could be done. Also, preferably, one should try and do it under 4 minutes bechdei achilas pras, but need be, it's a little bit more leeway up to 9 minutes. Some poskim can bring it down only on the one netilas yadayim. But the regular kazayas, one has to make sure to eat it under 4 minutes, to take care of the chiyuv for Shabbos and to be able to bench and so on. Okay, and during the week, the same thing, when in reference to be able to bench. But so now, due to the fact that there's a chiyuv, so one must eat bread on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so therefore the bread is automatically considered the main part of the meal and will automatically cover the other main staple foods. In other words, we don't say, well, I have in mind not to make bracha, so therefore it's again a question. No, over here, since there's a chiyuv, so it automatically becomes the main star of the show, as they say, of the meal. And it wouldn't matter what a person has in mind because of the fact that they do have the chiyuv on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, regarding any meal in general which one eats, like whether on Shabbos or during week, like we just said, the kazayis should be eaten b'chdei achilas pras on the 4-minute period. So that has nothing to do with Shabbos or Yom Tov in reference to the 4-minute period. That is all the time. And you have 2 separate things. Number one, like we said, for the benching. And anytime somebody has a chiyuv, let's say like, especially for, you know, not especially, but, for example, we know by Pesach, by night, right? By the Seder, and you have the first night of Sukkot, when it's Mamash the Raisa. Your Mamash dealing with the Raisa. So again, all these different times to be able to cover the mitzvah per se, whether it's Drabbanan and Shabbos Yom Tov or Mamash the Raisa, like you have on Pesach or Sukkot. So then the bread, the challah, has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period to be able to accomplish that mitzvah. So that's besides the benching part. That's another thing which comes up on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Sukkot, you know, Pesach and so on. But during the week, like we said, it's just a general concept of being able to bench and not having to make brachas and everything else. That's the time the b'chdei achilas pras under the 4 minutes you have to eat the kazayas and preferably, like we said, 2 kazayasim. Now, just finishing off, the kazayas itself, a bread in the 4 minutes is allowed to be eaten at any point during the meal, you know, halachically, but it's definitely preferable that one, for many reasons, which we'll try and get into down the road, it's definitely preferable that one eats the kazayas of bread right after they wash, and they start to eat. In other words, before eating anything else, just make sure to eat a kazayas of bread. It's a very important thing for various different reasons, which we'll try and get into Bezras Hashem. But need be, if somebody didn't, b'dieved, as long as they ate the kazayas of bread, on the 4 minute period during some point during the meal, b'dieved, it would still be fine. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, Baruch HaKol Tuv.